Joining us for the program is Anthony Lamas. He is a chef and he is the owner of Ceviche, a Latin restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky, and also he is a former FFA member in California. So starting things off, Anthony, of course, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to be here with you in rural radio.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and of course, how you first came to discover FFA.
Yeah, well, so originally I was born in the LA area. And when I was about 11 years old, we moved up to Central California, Central Valley, California, which is, of course, a big agricultural area. And we first moved to Porterville, California, kind of small area out towards kind of the hills there. So we had some land and, you know, we had some animals and horses and things like that. And I was around agriculture and, of course, surrounded by citrus trees and things like that. And then we ended up moving to Lindsay, and that's where I was introduced to FFA. I loved, you know, the outdoors. I loved working with animals and just, you know, there was something special about being on the farm. And when I moved to Lindsay, they had, you know, an FFA program there. And so my freshman year, I jumped right into it.
Now, were there any particular moments along the way and memories from the organization that really stand out for you over the years?
Yeah, well, so freshman year, my first fair that I showed was a steer. So I raised a steer, you know. I just remember being out there, and I thought it was the coolest thing. Well, my freshman year is my first year in FFA. They had the showmanship contest, you know, and I ended up winning that. I thought that was the coolest thing. I've always put myself into things, and I was really enthusiastic about it and had a passion for it. So to win, like, the showmanship award, it really kind of jump-started me. You know, I thought, this is awesome. So that was just a quick little boost in, like, some confidence. Like, hey, you're really good at this. So I really enjoyed it. I took time. And even after school, or if I had family come from L.A., because we were the only ones that moved out of the L.A. area, I'd have cousins come stay with me, and I'd take them to the farm even on our days off. I would go there a lot and spend time, extra time with my steer or my lamb and just kind of show my family. You know, it was I really grasped it. You know, I was really enthusiastic about it and enjoyed it.
So now you're in your career. You're a chef and the owner of Ceviche, the Latin restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky. How did you first discover your love for cooking?
I actually just got signed to a book deal with Taunton Press. They put out a trade magazine, Fine Woodworking, Fine Patios, Fine Gardening. They put out the magazine called Fine Cooking, which is very established magazine. So I'm really excited about that because I'm going to tell my story. My cookbook's going to be called Southern Heat, My Life Through Food. And the first really chapters are going to talk about what was my first experience with food. And that was FFA days, because it really taught me about where food comes from. And to this day, that really plays a big part in what I do. I'm really particular about my ingredients. I support local farmers. I work with farmers that grow things just for me. Because I grew up that way, and the way we ate as a kid was what we had. You know, my mom went and we had an avocado tree, and she would pick that, and she'd pick the tomatoes, and we ate what was available. We ate what was in season. And so really, when I think about food, you know, that was my first experience. I learned about food through agriculture and through farming. I knew how animals could be properly raised and not mass produced. You know, the small farmer means a lot to me. You know, and I think nowadays that, I say this a lot, and I'll say it in my cookbook, that, you know, people want to make chefs out to be rock and roll stars, sort of. You know, more people are starting to hear about chefs, and we're getting on TV and doing things like that. But really, you know what? The farmers are the rock stars, because without them, what we do is not possible. In order for us to do what we do, someone loves those tomatoes. Someone loves those strawberries. Someone loved that livestock. Someone raised and took their time and put their passion into raising something really beautiful. And to me, that's where it all starts. And in my cookbook, you're going to hear me talk about it a lot.
Well, Anthony, where can folks learn more about you and also your restaurant? And you mentioned the cookbook. When is it going to be available?
Yeah, definitely. So my Twitter handle is Anthony_Lamas. My restaurant is cevicherestaurant.com. I'm on Facebook. The cookbook, as I said, Southern Heat. And what that really is going to describe is, because I'm in the South now, I married a Southern girl, I'm in Kentucky, but you're going to see these Latin spices because I'm you know, Latino, I'm half Puerto Rican, half Mexican. I grew up in California, which is a big influence of what I do. So it's a little bit of like what I got introduced to now, you know, Southern ingredients with a little bit of Latin spice. as I said, it's the Taunton Press is our publisher. We just got signed, so it won't be available till 2015 fall of 2015. But it'll be available, you know, nationwide. I'm going to do a book tour. We'll do stuff here in Kentucky, but also throughout the nation, and definitely California, because California is my home. And especially, you know, I always talk about growing up in Central California, a major, you know, agricultural area. I loved it. You know, I moved from the city, as I said. There was something special about walking out. I have my 5-year-old and my 10-year-old and my wife. When I go back to see my mom still lives in Lindsay, California, and my sisters, they all live in Tulare County, Visalia, Bakersfield, all that area. When I go back and I smell the farms, I love the smell of it. And my little 5-year-old's like, ooh, it smells. You know, he doesn't know. For me, it's just there's something reminiscing of those days. You know, I enjoy the smell of barn yard, you know, and the cattle. And, you know, my little boys think I'm crazy, but it just brings some sense of comfort, I guess.
Now, tell us a little bit more about your food. What are some of your favorite recipes that you like to create? And how are local crops also playing into your menu at the restaurant?
I create kind of modern interpretations of Latin food, of course, using the ingredients that are around me. And once again, since I'm in the South, you're going to see me using Southern ingredients, whether it's, you know, a farmer that, you know, has some stone ground grits or country ham, you know, filled peas and things like that that are around in the area we're around. Very comforting dishes. You know, I like to grill out and just grill simple. Something that I was introduced in Central California was called tri-tip. It's a cut of meat that really wasn't mainstream until the last like 5-10 years. And now I get it here and it's on my menu, but I'll share some of those recipes. You're going to see a lot of the things I grew up eating, you know, something as simple as we had an avocado tree out in our yard and my mom would take a flour tortilla and just warm it just right there on the open flame. She would take an avocado off the tree, scoop it out, squeeze a little lime over it. We had a lime and a lemon tree, and I put a little salt and rolled this up in tortilla. And to this day, it's one of my favorite snacks, and now my little boy's favorite snack. My 10-year-old and 5-year-old like, Daddy, can I have one of those avocado, you know, burritos? So it's those kind of things like that. You know, we grew up eating what was around, what was in season. And to this day, that plays a big part of how I create my menus. My menus change with the seasons. It's what the farmers are bringing in. This morning I had a conversation with my farmer, Brooke Ekman. She's a school teacher that decided to go to what she loves to do. And she grows over 67 varieties of heirloom tomatoes. We've become good friends and she's like, you're my first chef I've ever sold to. And in fact, last year it took me, you know, a good 2 years, but I ended up being the first chef to get certified to be able to can and preserve shelf-stable products. So now you go into my restaurant, and what I do is I take all these ingredients in season, wild ramps and spring onions and beets and turnips and all her tomatoes. So now I buy no canned tomatoes. I preserve and can all my own vegetables. And now I get to open up this tomato in the middle of September or December on a cold day, and I got that fresh summer tomato flavor into a sauce. Basically, what I'm trying to do is have all the farmers produce what I bring into the restaurant. So it's really exciting to build that relationship, because I think that I learned to appreciate that through my FFA days, and I know how important it is to what we do and the product that we grow. And I think as Americans, you know, we need to learn to appreciate that, because it really goes back to farming. And, you know, and if we want things the right way and the way these livestock are being raised, you know, it affects us. And I think that it's important to what our children are going to eat. And, you know, get to know where our food comes from, I think, is a big part of, you know, what I do and having that relationship. You know, once again, I say chefs are not the rock stars. The farmers are the rock stars. They're the ones that first make this possible for us. They make our jobs easy when we get these beautiful products. You know, it excites me because I see their passion. And I get so excited. And then I get it. And I'm like going, oh my gosh, you made this easy for me. I just kind of put it on a plate, keep it simple, and let the product shine. And that's what I love about it.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
I appreciate it. And anybody in FFA, you come through Louisville, please come see me in my restaurant and I'll send out a little bite. You just say you were a former FFA member and you get a little special bite from Chef Anthony Lamas at Ceviche.
Well, again, that was Anthony Lamas. He is the chef and owner of Ceviche Restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky, that you can check out as you pass through town.